Here we see a typical component in a system on a chip. It's marked the module under design. And illustrated are two interfaces which have they're made of wires or nets going in and out, one on the left, one on the right. And the little circles denote terminals, which don't really exist. They're just nominal reference points for the wires that make up the interface. We assume that the module under design was synthesized from some higher level specification, although of course it might just have been typed in by a human being. The synthesis tool could just be a human being. But nonetheless, whatever generated it needed to understand how it was going to communicate with its neighbours, and that's where the protocols come in. Obviously, there are two interfaces, each of a different style in this example. As we can see, they've got different numbers of nets in them. And the protocols, therefore, on each interface can't be exactly the same. In general, and in further lectures, we'll see how the protocol may be specified at a higher level using perhaps a temporal logic, but it might just be specified using a scrap of paper and some timing diagrams, or read from a Microsoft Word or PDF human-readable form and implemented by the designer. Obviously, the industry wants to go more towards automated synthesis of components, and therefore having these protocol specifications in machine-readable form is increasingly important. But that's for another lecture. The basic takeaway from this is that we have protocols and interfaces. The interfaces and protocols must be mutually agreed by the participants. Generally speaking, we have unidirectional wires, so the inputs on one side of the interface are the outputs on the other side of the interface. And also shown on this picture is the clock generator, which is feeding all three components. So we say that all three are in the same clock domain. Probably they consist entirely of synchronous logic, so all of the flip-flops inside each component have all of their clock inputs directly connected to that master clock for that clock domain.